Americans have always been interested in the techno-magical legacy of Germany. There's absolutely no doubt about this. Part 1, Bass. At the beginning of 1947, yet another expedition by the American explorer Richard Byrd arrived on Antarctic shores. It was a very strange expedition. Unlike his previous three, this one was completely financed by the U.S. Navy. Operation High Jump was its code name. Under the command of Admiral R. Byrd, there was a powerful military squadron, an aircraft carrier, 12 surface ships, one submarine, more than 20 airplanes and helicopters, and about 5,000 people on staff. You will agree, a strange team for a scientific expedition. December 2nd, 1946. Before the start of his expedition, Admiral Byrd, at a press conference, said, "My expedition is military in nature," giving no further details. At the end of January 1947, full-scale aerial reconnaissance began surveying the Antarctic region of Queen Maud Land. It all went to plan in the first weeks. Tens of thousands of photos were taken. Suddenly, the inexplicable happened. The six-month expedition terminated after only 2 months. Fleeing the Antarctica coast, it was a real fast retreat. They lost the destroyer, almost half their carrier-based aircraft, dozens of sailors and officers. The commission investigation members of the United States Congress, Admiral Byrd, said the following: "In the event of another war, America can be attacked by an enemy that has the ability to fly from pole to pole with incredible speed." What made the Americans flee? In 1945, 18 months before Admiral Byrd's expedition began, two German submarines entered Mar del Plata, port in Argentina, surrendering to authorities. These were no ordinary submarines. They were from the so-called Führer convoy. This was a top-secret fleet fulfilling missions. Details have remained a secret till now. The submarine crews were reluctant to cooperate. Even so, the Americans learned a few things. The commander of U-boat U-530 spoke of his involvement in an operation codenamed Valkyrie 2. 2 weeks before the war's end, the U-boat U-530 left the quay heading for the shores of Antarctica. On board of the submarine were passengers with faces covered in bandages, as well as Third Reich relics. The commander of another U-boat, U-977, Heinz Schaefer, later testified that he followed the same route. It was found that the German submarines repeatedly followed the Antarctic route. But why go there? Antarctica. Recently, huge underground lakes were found, a kilometer deep under the ice. The lake's temperature is 18 degrees Celsius. Located above the water's surface are dome-like vaults filled with warm air. It's possible that from these heated lakes, a constant river of warm water flows into the ocean. For thousands of years, these warm rivers may have formed large underground ice tunnels, perfect for the construction of secret bases. From the ocean's edge, any submarine can easily pass under the coastal ice into these tunnels. Here it was, a complete base, immune from storms and polar cold, totally hidden from outsiders and out of the enemy's reach. Many assumed that in case of a defeat in the war, Antarctica would be a safe haven for the elite of the Third Reich. By 1942, transfer of inhabitants to New Swabia had begun, including scientists, engineers, members and representatives of the Nazi Party and German state. Certain secret industrial technologies were also transferred from Germany. Post-war, the Americans recruited German scientists to work in the United States, but were shocked to find thousands of highly qualified Third Reich specialists had vanished and weren't listed as dead. Over 100 submarines had also vanished, never to be found. Who did these flying saucers belong to? Could have been Nazi Germany? Part 2, Annenerbe. After the war, in Nazi secret archives, intriguing photos and drawings were discovered. They proved that German scientists were actually engaged in the development of disc-shaped aircraft. At the time, nothing like this existed. How had Nazi scientists managed to make such a technological leap? Ananarbe's society, the most mysterious organization in the Third Reich. Even now, the secret services of leading powers hunt for its secrets. But why? It's simple. This was the only known historical structure engaged in the study of the occult and mysticism to have state funding and support. No organization in the world had at its disposal such a volume of data or had such influence on the development of occult technology as the Ananarbe. The Ananarbe founders were drawn from the highest ranks of the Third Reich. Research on occult knowledge and paranormal phenomena by the Ananarbe received blessings from SS Reichsfuhrer Himmler, who not only acted on his own initiative, but also with instructions from Adolf Hitler. Officially, the society was founded in 1935 and was intended to explore the historical roots of the German nation. Ananarbe, when translated, means legacy of the ancestors. However, the society's scope of interest was broader than ancient German history study. Third Reich leaders understood an army size wasn't necessary to win future wars. Therefore, they adopted the so-called concept of qualitative superiority. Therefore, one can win a war with relatively low quantitative forces while utilizing high qualitative forces to provide them with qualitative superiority. The Ananarbe brought in specialists in the occult, non-traditional, and paranormal knowledge in order to achieve a breakthrough in an area where their opponents would not be competent. Nazi ideology was based on the theory that in the past there was a powerful Earth civilization with access to secrets of the universe. Somewhere, encrypted and scattered, this higher knowledge was preserved. Specifically, they were tasked with reviving the superhuman in Germany. In their role as an ancient Aryan descendants, they were very interested in Atlantis. Their scientists believed it, the Aryan race's native home. Therefore, Germany was the rightful heir to Atlantean technological knowledge. According to the librarian from one of the Postonsky libraries, in March of 1945, he witnessed Soviet troops approaching German territory. The Ananarbe were evacuating a library carrying away 140,000 volumes. The library catalog would be very interesting. It's possible the Ananarbe learned something incredible about Antarctica. They made the study of this continent one of the main Nazi leadership goals. Actually, the SS were after very specific knowledge. Studies were carried out concerning the paranormal abilities of employees of the Ananarbe. The results were recorded on personal files. When the war started, officers with these paranormal abilities, along with others who displayed paranormal skills, were merged into a single Ananarbe department. Unfortunately, there are no records on what this department was working on, or more importantly, what results were achieved. One of the main objectives pursued by the Ananarbe experts was the use of paranormal abilities to contact unknown beings. Part 3, Saucers. Secret Thule Society members, the Ananarbe's predecessor, among the selected were two experienced mediums or contactees, as we say today. One of them hides under the mysterious name of Sigrun. The other is Maria Orsic from Sagra. She speaks of strange things in a trance state, from a civilization in the Taurus constellation. She receives incredible technical information. This knowledge shocked no one. On the contrary, it attracted huge interest, as it concerned the construction of an unusual flying vehicle, which could alter the flow of time around it. A step toward the dream of the secret society, a time machine penetrating deep into history, obtaining the knowledge of ancient high civilizations. It's no surprise concerning the well-known fact, namely, most of the staff of the American Antarctic stations are personnel of the United States National Security Agency, employees of American military, technical intelligence, electronic intelligence, and Central Intelligence Agency employees. These categories represent the main research personnel on American Antarctic stations.